Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us for tonight's Comic Book Club! And now, here are your hosts, Pete LePage, Justin Tyler, and Alex Zalbin!
Everybody, welcome to Comic Book Club. I'm Alex.
I'm Justin.
I am Pete.
And that's our man of the booth, Booth Man.
Booth Man.
Oh, my goodness. Guys, we have some exciting news for you about Comic Book Club.
Yeah.
Bless you.
Bless you, Jordan D. White.
And that's it. Let's move
that's
on.
That's it. Let's get to our show.
Bless you, Jordan D. White.
Guys, let's start with our prayers. We always like to start with prayers on this show. So. Let's
Pete, lead us in our traditional
prayer to eternity.
Dear Punisher, thank you for everything you've killed and all the vengeance that you have
done. The amazing thing about the Punisher is he could transmute bullets into knives.
Yeah. Not many people can do that.
No, a lot of
just
big,
the Punisher.
Hundreds of years from now.
Speaking of hundreds, this is pretty exciting news. We're pretty excited about this. As of right now, our podcasts have been downloaded 300,000 times.
Yeah!
Which is really cool.
We did it.
I'm pretty excited about that.
Yep.
Thank you guys so much for listening to our podcast so much. Now, I don't know if you remember back when we made about 200,000 downloads a couple of months ago, we said, oops, I'm sorry, we forgot.
We weren't paying attention.
Right. And we blasted past 200,000, which was really cool. And
we made a promise.
Yeah, we made a promise. What was the promise?
We said when we hit 250,000, we were going to give you $250,000, if I remember correctly.
Right.
I don't remember saying that.
Well, I think we were maybe joking about that, but we said maybe we should do something like give away 250 comics or something.
Yeah.
Or you win a date with Justin.
Right.
That was a lot of
promises.
So
we forgot about that.
Yeah, we forgot about that.
And now we're past 300,000. So we should make another promise to these people.
Let's make another promise. Once we're 350.
We've proven 350? Ourselves to be trustworthy.
Yeah.
How about this? When we hit 500,000.
Wow. Good.
Really push it off.
Push it off.
Really push it off.
Yeah, that way
that
we won't forget about it.
An unimaginable time in the future, I think.
Well, I don't think so.
No?
No, it's definitely
all right.
It's coming up.
Okay.
Well, why don't you guys tell us what we should do? Hit us up on
just
Twitter.
Please tell us what we should do.
Tell us
and also,
what to
we're
do.
We're at a crossroads in our individual lives. If you can tell us what we should do with ourselves,
yeah, please.
You know, stay with the people we're in a relationship with. Should Alex keep his daughter?
Yeah.
When
500,000 views, we can give her away.
Yeah.
Woo!
I'll never have to deal with that promise.
Yeah, I know. Good, smart thinking.
Thank you. Guys, speaking of smart thinking, I'm very excited about the guests that we have on the show tonight. They're from the Activate Comics Collective. Ladies and gentlemen, Gideon Kendall and Thomas Bell!
Yeah!
Welcome.
Welcome.
Hello. 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 Hello, guys. Come on in.
Grab a mic. Grab a table.
Yeah, there we go.
Sit down. Enjoy yourselves.
Nice.
So, Activate. That's still going
so
on.
So, Activate.
Yes, Activate.
Yes. Well, we've had a couple of people from Activate on the show before.
We're
but
big
just,
fans of Activate. It's
and
awesome.
We are. But for new listeners, what is it and what's your guys' involvement in it?
Do you want to start?
You go ahead.
Oh, okay. I'm
so
maybe,
gentlemanly.
Wow, so polite.
It's about being polite, for one thing.
Was founded 7 years ago from Dean Haspel. Online comics. So, at that point of time, it was pretty new, online comics, and for free, and without editor and everything. So you could put your, as an artist, you could put your comics on, and that was it, more or less. So you had comments there and everything, and you needed to get invited into the whole thing. And 5 years ago, I was invited, so, and Gideon is now for...
Yeah, I was invited in just about a year ago, I guess.
Oh,
I mean,
what
I
took
know,
you so long to get in the pool?
Well, I had to come up with an idea, a story that I felt like I could see through. And, you know, there's a lot of really high-quality stuff on there. I knew a lot of the people who were doing it, and I wanted to make sure that I had a good idea. So.
When you get invited, does Dean Haspel show up at your house with, like, a mask and a cloak?
Yeah. Just like any invitation.
No, actually, he has no shirt on.
Yeah.
Usually.
Oh, this guy in the audience, just so you guys at home know, is giving a slit your throat motion.
Yeah.
Letting
that
me know
going.
That
keep
we're
going.
Correct.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because he threatened to slit your throat.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool.
So talk about your individual comics. Tom, do you want to start?
Yes. I started on Activate. This is my first graphic novel about penguins.
Nice.
Nice.
Cool, right? Penguins. Yeah. Everybody loves penguins, so nobody is...
very well-dressed in.
Actually, I started with doing penguins on a daily strip, like family-like stuff. You know, everything is nice. Everything is pink sky and so on.
Pink sky?
Yeah. Right?
That is
and
nice.
And then I got the idea. Nice. I'm a little bit tired of this, so I started this graphic novel about the World War III and atom bombs are coming down in Antarctica and everything dies after 120 pages, so that's actually it.
So you got tired of writing about penguins, so you did a graphic novel about Antarctica?
No, I actually I got tired of being nice.
Oh, okay.
Cute.
So would you say that you went crazy? Is that a good way of characterizing it?
No, I'm still sane, but maybe some people think the story is pretty crazy, yeah.
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 Now, you're also, and this is by my amazing powers of detection, you're German, I'm guessing.
Yeah, you're guessing right.
Oh, okay, thank you. So
I told you before, right?
Yes, you did. So
and you have an accent.
So the
busted.
This is busted. Real
peek behind
letter.
The curtain of Comic Book Club.
Amazing.
We were told one piece of information before the show started.
And we remembered it, and then we harped on it for a while.
Yep, yep.
That's Comic Book Club for you. So what's the German comic book scene like? How is it different than the American comic book scene?
First of all, we have lots of European comics there, French comics, right? Yeah. And the American comics are there not that long. They were on the kiosks for a while, and then they vanished, and then manga came, and then Marvel came back, and DC came back a little, but still it's a French stuff. It's in German very high. And there are only a very few artists, and most artists are coming now out of the closets. In the last years, and the German comics are coming somehow a little with little publishing house and so on, coming on, and now we have a little scene. Yes, great, awesome.
So it sounds like culturally, maybe German comics are a couple of years behind where American comics are. Is that accurate?
Couple of years in an American way, that's 2 years, right?
Yeah,
and maybe 20 years, 25 years, say it that way.
Cool. Let's say I wanted to get a graphic novel published in Germany. What should I do?
Oh, boy.
You go to a comic convention and try the same thing what you do here with publishing houses and editors and show your stuff.
All right.
Alex, are the conventions as big there? Or how does it work?
You went to the Mocha?
Yes.
So the biggest in Germany is half the size.
Half the size of Mocha.
Of Mocha.
Yeah. Wow.
And Germany is the biggest country in Europe, population-wise, right?
Yeah.
Think about that.
We all know about Europe, right, Pete?
Oh, yeah.
By the way, Pete was just waving nonsensically into the crowd.
I saw some friends who showed up, so I was waving.
Cool. Thanks for being engaged in this discussion, Pete.
Yeah, we're talking about European politics.
Great. Let's kill them all. What?
Whoa.
God.
Words.
Let's talk to Gideon. So how'd you get involved in Activate?
Well, I knew a bunch of the guys who were doing stuff on Activate for a number of years. I used to work with a bunch of them at an animation studio.
Cool.
And like I said, I just, you know, I was really into comics when I was younger, and then I became a children's book illustrator and did a lot of other kinds of illustration work, and kind of comics kind of, you know, receded for me. And then... I got more and more into the underground stuff in the last few years, and then I finally just, you know, one day I woke up and I had the idea that I felt like was worth pursuing to turn into a graphic novel. And fortunately, when I spoke to my friends who have things on Activate, they introduced me to Simon, and Simon was kind enough to let me start putting my stuff up there, so...
What was the idea?
The idea is that pimples are actually doorways into another dimension.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Through which alien beings observe the Trials and Tribulations of American Teenagers.
Wild wow. thing.
Yeah. You know.
Nice.
Again?
That's amazing, man.
My story is weird, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, Gideon, what's your opinion on the German comic book scene?
Well, I,
you don't actually have to answer that.
Yeah, I don't think I will.
Yeah. So, let's talk about digital comics, online comics. How have things changed in the past year, and where do you see them going?
Well, for me, it's been great because actually not, you know, I kind of think of myself as like the world's oldest rookie. You know, I've been an illustrator for 20 years, but I'm just starting to do comics now. And to have a place where I can put my stuff out and get a large number of people to see it without, having to, go through any filters of publishers or editors or whatever has been really great for me. You know, I'm sort of rediscovering the thing I loved most when I was younger, and I'm able to do it. So I'm just able to do it without having to jump through any hoops, and it's pretty amazing.
Do you ever get nervous that there's like a great Neutrogena acne treatment's going to come along and just wipe out pimples?
Well, my story takes place in the 70s, so it doesn't matter.
Yes.
Yeah. Also, that way
when
I can avoid cell phones
king.
And
when
computers and, all that stuff.
Yeah.
All right, there we go. Where can people check out your work other than Activate?
I've published a number of children's books, very different from my graphic novel.
We have a lot of very young listeners.
That sounded creepy.
You can,
that sounded super creepy.
Real young.
No, that's not when you say it like that.
That's how you said it.
No,
that's what you said.
Is that
like.
How my voice sounds?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I like them young. That's what you just said. Why did you say that, Justin?
What were we talking about? No,
literally nothing.
Plugging
you were plugging
stuff.
Your stuff. Where should people check
The plug. The plug. You can see What's It on Activate, and other than that, you can go to GideonKendall.com and see all the illustration work that I do. And you can go to Amazon and search for my name, and you'll see all the ridiculous children's books that I've had something to do with.
Awesome.
Cool. That's the ultimate plug.
Great. And Tom, what about you?
I have a website, penguinsforfree.com, and yes, I have a daily strip every week. Daily strip every week.
How often
week.
Is it released? Monthly?
That's part of the beauty of Activate.
And from there, you can go to all kinds of links to my work and see other stories and whatever you like, and have a store with books and everything. Great.
Cool.
Nice.
All right. Very cool. Guys, we're going to turn to our next section, which we like to call the stack.
Yeah.
Hey. So, in the stack, we're going to talk about some comic books that came out this week. We each have a pick. First pick, Hawkeye, number 9, Pete's pick.
Pete's pick.
Yeah. Clapping. The Hawkeye, number 9. Come on.
Really fishing. Really fishing for it.
I know. I thought that would get applause. Hawkeye's been amazing. Fraction's doing an amazing job with this. This comic is fantastically drawn. A lot of great heart goes in this Hawkeye book. And it's a different side of Hawkeye a little bit. And I'm liking the depth on this character.
What happens?
Well, geez. Hawkeye is really in a jam. He's having some lady
Say
issues,
no
and then a psycho guy kills a friend of his. Spoiler.
Nice. Just a classic after-school special. Almost.
Yeah, there you go. Justin, what did you think about this book?
I liked it a lot. You get to see Hawkeye has sort of his good friend, Black Widow, who they've had like a little bit of a relationship perhaps over the years. Spider-Woman, his current girlfriend that he sort of blows it with, and his ex-wife, Mockingbird. I know.
Yeah.
Tough,
popular
right?
dude.
The hardest part
Doesn't
of it being a superhero
women.
Isn't the villains. It's just managing your relationships.
Yeah.
I
the
know.
Only power he doesn't have is controlling the human heart.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow. Or any superpowers. in fact, you think he says a Cupid thing going with him. And that'd be the only thing he would be good at.
There you go.
But it's great. And it's funny that Pete sort of spoiled it. This character, Grills, which was featured in the Hurricane Sandy issue, which was, what, 2 or 3 ago?
Yeah. Amazing issue. By
great
way.
Issue. Dies. A great hurricane, though, right? Dies at the end of this issue.
You're an a-hole.
Yeah. Very quickly, what's your favorite hurricane?
Oh, man. Mine hasn't happened yet. It's coming down the line.
Cool.
Name Jacqueline.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned, guys. He dies at the end of this issue, and it was really sad. This in that one issue with the Hurricane Sandy issue, you really get to know this guy, yeah. And it was really sad to see him die.
Yeah, what I like best about this issue, and pretty much every issue of this comic is pretty great, but a couple of issues ago, he did 7 days in the life of Hawkeye, mm-hmm. mixed them all up, so... Mm-hmm. The story made sense, but it wasn't told Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. It mixed it around and eventually yeah. revealed things as it went on. This issue, he does the same sort of thing. There's a little bit of a time dash thing going on where stuff that happens earlier in the story happens later in the comic that reveals yeah. stuff that happens earlier in the story. But he doesn't overplay it. That's the thing that I think is really nice about it. A lot of books are a little didactic in terms of how they play time, you know, a lot of books start off with like 2 days ago or yeah. now or soon or giving us something
I need
like
to
that.
Know on every, I want now on every page.
Yeah.
Just
every
so I know.
Paddle.
I have my watch just says yeah. now all the time. And I'm like, ah, of course.
Yeah. What I like about this is it trusts the reader to go along with it, which I think is very cool.
Yeah, that's true.
Cool. Justin, let's talk about your pick.
Yeah, okay.
Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Great. We'll talk about...
Are you all right?
I'm fine. I'm dying a little bit. All right, Batman and Red Robin.
You're being so didactic.
From DC yeah. Comics. Yeah. You want to talk about Batman
yeah,
and Red
thank
Robin?
Thank you for the applause.
I'm sorry. Did I use too big a word?
Yeah. All right. We'll have a lexicon. Yes. We'll have a lexicon at the end of the podcast, where Alex will just stand up here and define the words he's used.
Yes. I can't do that.
Part of the fun of coming to a live show is Alex... tells you about words.
Yeah, he really ciphers the shit out of this whole podcast. So in this issue, Robin recently died. It was in the news. And so Batman is very upset. So he's really upset. It's his son.
He's gone crazy, man.
He goes and finds Frankenstein, and he says, help me bring my son back to life. And Frankenstein's like, hey, man, relax. I mean, Frankenstein, honestly, this whole issue is like, hey, man, cool it.
Yeah, you should be
good. I'm a monster. Look at my face.
Yeah, why would you do this to your son? Yeah.
And Batman's like, I'm so mad. And he's taken off Frankenstein's head. And then Robin, another Robin shows up, Red Robin, to be
Justice League, or
huh?
Teen Titan Robin.
Yeah, Tim Drake. And he shows up and says, Batman, cool it. And his way of doing it is by blowing up the laboratory. Frankenstein makes it away.
I was really scared there for a second. I thought Batman was going to... beat him up or something.
Beat up Robin?
Yeah.
Yeah. What did you think about this book, Pete?
It's really crazy. It's fun to see kind of Batman off his rocker a little bit.
Is he usually on a rocker?
Yeah, he's usually pretty old.
I love seeing him on the rocker. Yeah. I love seeing Batman knitting on a rocker.
My favorite scenes are Batman on a porch, on a rocker, sipping a mint julep.
Yeah, and he's like,
anyways.
Would you like some lemonade?
This whole Robin thing has been pretty powerful, and the issues that follow have been really well written and really well done. I've been enjoying all of them lately.
Here's my problem with this issue. I'll say Peter Tomasi, great secret weapon of DC, writes consistently good comics, is a hero when it comes to continuity because people will throw him stuff that is totally ridiculous. They're like, oh, I'll set up this ridiculous pop point.
Yeah,
you
stop
deal
kissing
with it.
His butt to then knock
and
him down.
It works. And this comic is solid. My big problem with this is whenever you realistically deal with death in a superhero universe, mm-hmm. where they always have to go the extra mile to be like, and I think Batman even says in the issue, he's like, Frankenstein, you came back to life. I came back to life. Superman came back to life. All these people came back to life. And they're like, well, but with Damian, it's different. And that's where it always gets left. They're like, oh, okay, it's different this time. And then...
Damien doesn't sell as well as you.
Yeah. And then a couple of years down the road, he comes back anyway. It was the same thing with Arsenal's arm, I think, where they cut off Arsenal's arm. And he was like, come on, can I have a fake arm like everybody else? And they're like, nope. No, you can't.
Give me
or
a cyborg.
Flash Thompson's legs. He's like, I'm in a universe where everybody has cyborg legs. And he's like, well, but you can't.
I have six friends with a cyborg arm.
Yeah, not you, Flash.
What's wrong with me?
Sorry. Nanites.
It's a story point that you have no arm.
I don't know. So I find that kind of frustrating, reading something like this, where it's dealt with well, but it feels so meaningless because it's in a superhero continuity universe.
That doesn't bother me. I sort of go along with the story.
The other big thing about this issue, though, was the intro of Carrie Kelly from Dark Knight Returns. I don't know. Have you guys read Dark Knight Returns?
Actually, no, but I like the cover.
Yeah. Cover is pretty good.
I haven't read it either.
Great. Well, good book. But Carrie Kelly, the Robin from Dark Knight Returns, shows up at current continuity here. What do you think about her intro?
I don't know.
It was a weird tease where, like the first page, you're like, what the fuck? And then it was like, no, we're just kidding. She's not already, you know, in the family here.
Because she was wearing a Robin costume.
Right, yeah. Because she was like, yeah, that's too soon, guys. But she's an interesting character, and so far I like her.
That's so nice. Makes it sound like you're on a second date with her. I like her so far. We're going to see where it goes.
Yeah.
As long as I don't get voted off this dating show. Yeah. And then in the end, Bruce Wayne has written her a check. So I feel like it's sort of saying, like, they have a relationship.
I'm sorry.
I don't mean a relationship like that.
Is that how relationships work for you?
Yeah, yeah. Just give people money and then you're friends. It's based on, tough crowd. Oh, when you're a kid, you give them candy because you don't have money yet. And when you have money, you give them money.
Cool.
Why? What did you think?
I don't know.
What do you think about relationships?
What do I think about? I think they're great.
Good. Great. Great commentary. Yeah. Very didactic.
I'm just saying, Can't Buy Me Love.
Right. Patrick Dempsey, great movie.
Yeah, great movie. You guys got to check it out. Next time on Comic Book Club, we're going to talk about Can't Buy Me Love. And that's it.
Oh, wow.
Right. I could talk about that for 1 hour.
Let's talk about my pick, Avengers Arena number 7. This book by Dennis Hopeless.
People just immediately started clapping for that one.
Wow, yeah, you really did.
Because this is a very good book. So for those of you who aren't reading it, it's basically Battle Royale or Hunger Games, but set in the Marvel Universe with teen superheroes all get sucked to this island magically or scientifically or whatever by this guy Arcade.
But not this issue.
Who's mostly been a joke. This issue, we flash back and find out how Arcade became a superpowered badass who's able to take down nearly a dozen teen superheroes. And it's great. Every issue of this title has a really nice mix of action, superheroics, and good emotional stuff at the same time.
Nope.
And I like the reveals here. I like the stuff they're setting up. I think he maybe overplays the out that they have for the series, the way that the teen superheroes are going to get out of this a little bit in this issue. But I like that there is an out there, which I think is cool.
Interesting, though, you were talking in the last, in the Batman and Robin, about how the death in comics is such a just a shitty way of explaining away a character, when this whole series is built around killing these characters.
Yeah.
It doesn't bother you, issue.
Yeah. It doesn't bother me. What I was talking about was the aftermath of the death. I'm talking about you can kill Damian, it's fine, but then dealing with, like, there's got to be some way of bringing him back.
Right.
But we can't for Damian for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Here, it's not focused on bringing people back. They're just trying to survive.
Interesting.
What'd you guys think about this book?
This was the first one I liked in all of them. Don't get me wrong, some of them been enjoyable, but this one I really enjoyed because we really got an idea of how we got there, where it already kind of took place, and I wasn't on board with the other issues. I feel like this was kind of a cool seeing Arcade's kind of deal. And
it's sort of a zero issue.
I wouldn't say that.
Because you hate zero issues.
Right. I feel like if this would have been the first issue, I really would have been on board. But it was a cool choice to kind of put it halfway through. I really liked this issue, and I thought it was really well done.
I liked it a lot as well. I thought it's a nice backstory. Arcade is sort of shitty in this, like he's supposed to be. It's not like they were like, you have a magic suit. He is, like, bad. He's down on his luck, and then it all comes around for him.
Yeah.
But it's cool.
If you guys were sent to an island and forced to fight for your life, what would you do?
No penguins.
If I knew how to swim, I would swim off the
island. You'd immediately leave?
Yeah.
You wouldn't hang around just to see what happens?
Well, I have already been told that I was there to fight for my life.
Yeah.
That's enough for me to know to leave.
Oh, okay.
There we go.
It's a long swim.
Yeah.
I like you're like, fight for my life. I'm just going to swim for as long as I can and then drown.
Yeah, I think so. That's probably my best chance.
And the guys who were running are like, we didn't think they'd escape by water.
Yeah. Well, if this book started and all the kids just jumped in the water and swam in different directions, that would be a long, long different story.
Yeah, it'd be called Avengers Swim.
Yeah. Great stuff.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
On an island, I would maybe looking for some jokes before I leave, but then for some cartoons, maybe later. I have no idea.
So you would be looking for
inspiration? I'm not a good swimmer, so yeah, I'm looking for inspiration, yeah.
It's very nice. That's confidence. I like that confidence. Yeah.
There you go.
I'll get off here, and then I'm going to need to go back to writing comics.
So I better
get some fucking inspiration.
Yeah, like
I'll
interview people, get some backstories, maybe take some notes, and then fight for my life.
There you go. And that's it for the stack.
Yeah.
All right, guys, we're going to move on with our next section, which is my favorite section because you guys make it up. It's your audience questions. And for that, we're going to go over to Booth Bad, who's going to do this expeditiously. I'll define that later.
Wow.
Let's get to it. Let's get it over with, right? Who cares?
Oh.
Who cares about Booth Man?
We care.
Yeah. No, you're using too many expeditiously, didactic. I don't know what those words are. So, first question. Doombots are a great plot device. That's an opinion, by the way. For retcons, what other characters would you like to have a legion of I'm not going to be able to say that word. Automated scapegoats. Automaton. There we go.
Automatons?
Cool. Wait, I'm sorry. What was the question?
Hey, what other characters should have bots of him or her?
Let's do this expeditiously, Alex, please.
Well, Boston. What do you guys think? What comic book characters?
I don't know what any of those words mean.
So Dr. Doom is like sort of, you must know who he is. He's like a central. So he has all these robots that he's built that a lot of times at the end of the story, he calls them Doombots, branded. He brands them Doombots. A lot of times the Spider-Man will beat him, and then it'll be like, oh, it's just a Doombot. Dr. Doom wasn't even here.
Doom? I thought you said do, like hairdo.
Oh, like a hair robot. Robotic hair.
So yeah.
Or like a Mountain Dew robot, like a Do the Dew robot.
Yeah.
I was like picturing really he was cabin. Thinking like he would have different robots with different hairdos, and you could be like, oh, I'm not going to do that ever.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll check out that Mohawk at some point in my life.
Send out Mohawk to fight Dr. Punk, Dr. Punk Rock. So what other character would have robots?
Well, Pete... You know that Spider-Man, of course, has lots of robots now, which you're pretty excited about.
Yeah. When is that series going to end?
Oh,
so
never.
We can get
never.
Back Probably to Spider-Man.
Never. Yeah. Only because it's selling really well.
Is
never.
It really still?
It's selling really
Fuck.
Well. Yeah.
Why, people? Why are you supporting this bullshit?
Your because campaign. Your campaign isn't working of pounding on the table once a week at Comic Book Club. It's so weird that it's not really coming to
Yeah. Push. Have you still been mailing your pounds to Dan Slott?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I think if there were a series of Punisher robots, I think that would really enhance.
He doesn't need them. He's he's enough.
Well, they could go on to other picnics stuff. While he's killing people.
That's
or like go do his shopping. Go like paint new Punisher T-shirts. find new guns. Meet another woman for God's sakes.
This seems ridiculous.
Yeah, that's
ridiculous. Do you have a real answer, or are you just trying to stall?
At all. No, I'm not.
Superman has robots too, right?
Yep,
he does. Yeah.
Okay.
Not really.
Yeah, he does. He builds robots that look like him.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they don't go do stuff for him.
Yes,
they stay
do.
In the.
What do you think?
They don't
do stuff for him.
They stay in the.
I'm
going to
build an army of immobile robots.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't want him to go out and like hang out with his
I
friends.
I
want to
see what I look like.
Why would
like
you build robots to hang out with your friends? You build
why would you build,
to make your
why
bed.
Why would you build robots to be like, I want to know what I look like as a corpse. It's just going to lie there and do nothing.
That's not why. What is with
That's
you?
That's a waste of a robot.
Yeah, you're right it is. You might just have a rock do that. But I'm telling
That's
you,
what I'm saying.
Why don't you build the robot to do the stuff you don't want to do and then go party with
Haven't
your friends?
Haven't you seen Multiplicity?
You always bring that up as a way of ending an argument. It doesn't work on that.
Raise your hand if you ask that. You're going to get some free comics. Let's
we
get the next question.
We didn't answer that. We're sorry.
That's a fine answer.
All right, next question. What minorities underappreciated in mainstream comics and what can be done?
Whoa. I don't know. I feel like they're all very well represented.
People without muscles.
Great. Yeah.
What do you guys think? Any minorities that
people
need
without muscles? So I think we can agree on that. Yes.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Germans. Lots of Germans. Penguins, of course. We always penguins. Need penguins.
Right.
More. I think penguins do pretty well.
They're, do they?
Well,
yeah.
They're.
I like the way you said that.
Yeah. Like sometimes it could do better. I
yeah,
think.
You're right.
So, yeah. Yes.
You're always Hands pushing on. Up the.
Yeah, but little green man.
Little too, green man. Yeah.
Martians.
Was Long tails. I love that.
Little green men with long tails?
Yeah.
Long tails, yeah.
Yeah. You're thinking of iguanas.
It's a German thing.
Yeah, it's a German thing. Oh, Martians came to Germany 20 years ago. You guys
know? Oh, right.
Yeah, they're...
I read about that.
Yeah, you should.
That was
we don't
real
keep
cool.
up to date on European news.
Yeah. Any opinions?
I mean, most. You can see...
Yeah,
you can
all
see
of them.
Yeah. You can see, like, it's sort of happening, but I mean, like, I don't know. It's so hard because it's been such a long... All these characters, like Spider-Man is the same guy he's been forever.
Until now.
Until now, until they ruined it.
But he does look right. the same.
Yeah, he got replaced by an older, whiter man. So not a big step forward.
But everybody's on board.
Yeah.
Selling like hotcakes.
Yeah, there was recently a transgendered character introduced in Batgirl.
Yeah.
I think this past week, actually.
Miles Morales in the Ultimate Universe, like that's really interesting, and it's clearly not about like, oh, we finally have a non-white Spider-Man. It's more like, no, this is the character that was bitten by a spider, and he is Spider-Man.
I think that's the biggest thing, and that's the biggest problem for mainstream comics is that they overplay it. When there's a gay character in comic books, every single issue, somebody has to point out that they're gay,
yeah.
rather than they are just a character and that's part of who their character is.
Yeah.
Are there any Middle Eastern characters?
Their new Green Lantern is.
Yeah.
He
was branded a terrorist.
Yeah, the first issue is about him being accused of being a terrorist because he drives a... It was a little... I couldn't believe that was the first storyline.
It's unfortunate, too, because he actually was outlined as a very good character.
Yeah.
And I like him quite a bit. I wish that was not his first storyline.
Yeah. But that's sort of a new... That happened like 6 months ago, maybe-ish.
Yeah.
But he has sort of been... He's on the Justice League of America, so he's sort of becoming part of the DC Universe as a Green Lantern. So that's the only one we can
there
think
you
of,
go.
For sure.
So we're all good comics.
Yeah.
We're doing fine.
We're really expanding the base.
Yes. Raise your hand if you ask that. You're going to get some free comics. Let's get the next question.
What superhero would you most like to be busted by and for what crime?
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow. Well, I think we can safely say not the Punisher for this one.
Yeah.
He would be.
That would be a bad idea.
Any thoughts, you guys?
Well, I would think Superman for flying too fast or something like this.
He's like, slow down, jerk. You're too good at this.
The superhero that we would like to be arrested by?
Yeah.
And what crime?
I just want to point out
who
that
do you
the
think
first
would be-
answer was Superman busting you for being better than Superman.
Yeah. Which makes sense.
It's
a crime.
Appreciate-
slower, no?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, I was always pretty hot for the Black Widow, so I would say the Black Widow.
What?
Yeah.
Nice.
For what?
For some espionage.
Yeah, sure. Espionage. Why not? I don't know. But anything.
Like a sex. Like a sexy crime.
Yeah.
What's a sexy crime?
Jaywalking. Sexiest crime is dancing too well.
You were so quick with that.
Yeah. Well, I know crimes. I know the crimes I commit. And dancing too well is definitely one of them. See you guys this weekend. I'll see you guys this weekend.
That was ridiculous.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
I would like to be, sometimes heroes go through this thing where, like, they're mad at themselves for killing people, and they're like, I'm not going to kill anymore. That's when I would want to commit a crime, when someone's like, hell-bent on not hurting anybody and really leaving it up
and
to
you. And you'd be the one that
it.
Would push them over the edge, right?
No, I'd just be like, I committed this crime. It's good thing you're not going to kill me because you're going through something.
What crimes do you think you're most likely to commit in the near future, in real life or comic book world?
killing you in both.
Oh. Careful, I'm much more menacing in the comic book world.
Bring it.
I'm very nice here. I would like to be busted by Hawkeye.
Yeah?
I think, yeah.
Do you want an arrow through your chest?
Huh? No, I would talk him out of it. I live in Brooklyn. He lives in Brooklyn. And we have a lot in common.
You give him the old Brooklyn handshake so he would know you're cool?
Hey, let's meet at the bodega. We'll get some Andy Cap fries or whatever. Do they still sell those?
Wow. Wow.
You guys know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, they still sell
those. You are old.
Yeah.
Which corner are they?
Yeah. You busted me on that. I couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
Those things are poison, though. They're like pork rinds, but like double fried.
I love that you'd go up to Hawkeye. I'd be like, there's this great vending machine I eat out of all the time.
Don't bust me, man. I know a great vending machine. Let me be your sidekick. What about you?
I don't know. Batman.
War.
Okay, cool. Killing his parents. Cool. Way to go. Way to go right to the source. What a great reveal after all this time that Alex Zalbin busted them.
DC, if you're listening, I think this is a great twist. All right, raise your hand if you ask that. You're going to get some free comics. Let's get the next question.
Two questions? Greedy.
Boy.
Who would win in a fight?
Okay.
Jamie Foxx as Electro or Billy Crudup as Dr. Manhattan, blue on blue?
Oh, wow. So they blew each other?
Excuse me?
What did you just say?
What? It was just a photo was just released today of Jamie Foxx playing Electro in the upcoming Amazing Spider-Man 2, I believe, and he's very blue, just like Dr. Manhattan.
Not
right,
sad.
There you go. So who would win in a fight, Jamie Foxx or Billy Crudup?
Jamie Foxx in blue, that must be the winner, I guess. Yeah.
Yep. I think
that's right. Pretty great.
Yeah.
I think Dr. Manhattan controls like the whole universe. An Electro can shoot electricity sometimes.
Yeah. I'm going to say Dr. Manhattan on this one.
I'd have to give it to. I think he could just wiggle his penis and kill Electro.
Oh, my God.
Just like I can do. Especially when I'm dancing. You guys know what I'm talking about.
Whoa, man, right. I wish I was somewhere else right now.
That's like my finishing move. That's my finishing move. I'll see you this weekend. We'll see you guys this weekend.
Oh, man.
Now,
when he uses his powers, his penis wiggles.
Oh, it does. And right when he hits you with his powers, and then he wigs. His penis wigs.
Stop.
Oh, gross.
Can we stop talking?
Great. Raise your hand if you ask that. You're going to get some free comics.
I hope you're happy, sir.
Yeah.
Dr. Manhattan.
Yeah, we got a couple more questions. Yeah. Let's do a lightning round.
That's what we call a lightning round.
Every first answer is the correct one.
We never hold to that.
Yep. Well, this time because we have to.
Okay.
Which literary character should Deadpool kill next?
Oh, nice.
So
anyone from Atlas Shrugged.
Oh!
How about that?
Great. Yeah. Next question.
Hey. You're going to piss off some of our fans.
Yeah, our objectivist fan base is going to
What
really
other pissed. Game of Thrones actors do you think would make good X-Men?
Oh, ooh, nice.
Because Peter Dinklage is in the upcoming X-Men.
Yep.
Yeah.
The guy that played Khal Drogo could be a great Sabretooth, I think.
Sure.
Even though he's dead from Game of Thrones.
Oh, spoiler.
Huh? Oh. Come on. We're in season 3.
Yep.
Okay.
Great.
So, Grills. Supporting characters, which ones need to go away forever?
Which supporting characters
need to go away?
Forever.
Forever.
In reference to Grills from Hawkeye?
Well, that's just one example. He just died.
Jeez, he just showed up. Great, all he did was grill.
Yeah. Yeah. He was my favorite.
Do you guys have any least favorite supporting characters from comics?
Robin?
Nice.
Oh, Robin is too soon.
Your wish is granted.
Any supporting penguins from your strip that you could?
Pig pen.
They all look the same, so it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
You just said pig pen.
You said pig pen? You want to murder pig pen just for being filthy? He comes from the other side of the tracks. He doesn't have the fancy soaps that Charlie Brown and Lucy have. He just is surrounded by a cloud of dirt. He's going to go on to be a politician, maybe president, I think.
Whoa, president?
Did you say maybe president or baby president?
Well, he's too late for baby president, obviously.
Sure.
Because Pigpen, all the other peanuts are like 10. Pigpen's already 25.
Right.
He's unemployed at
25. Yeah, he's a drifter, right?
Yeah, he's sort of a drifter. A baby drifter.
Right. Cool. One more question.
Last one. Will Rob Liefeld ever work in comics again?
Sure.
Okay.
There you go. That's it for your audience questions. Thank you, Boothman.
Thank you, Boothman.
Guys, we're going to move on with our next section, which we like to call The Week in Geek.
Yay.
Hooray. And in The Week in Geek, we're going to talk about some geek culture topics, things happening elsewhere in the world of geek. First thing, Michael Rooker, Merle from The Walking Dead, has been cast as Yondu in Guardians of the Galaxy. Now, the thing that's particularly confusing and weird about this, beyond the fact that Michael Rooker is going to be a space alien, which actually isn't that confusing now that I say it out loud, is...
Well, let me say first...
Yeah, do you want to set up...
Can you define... give me a defining characteristic of Yondu. Anyone.
Oh, boy.
Well, he's got to have one hand, right? Because he can't have two hands.
No,
because Michael Rooker really had his head cut off the show.
That's incorrect.
Right.
You should...
Yes, Yondu is blue.
Yep, good.
He blew
very
himself.
Very common thing. Yep. Very common thing. He's an archer. Great.
Right. Yeah.
What other characteristics, though? That's something he's holding. It's a bow and arrow.
Well, here's the thing about this. So, Guardians of the Galaxy, next big I mean, there's a couple of other Marvel movies, but it's the Marvel movie we've wondering the most about. Mostly, as far as we've known, it's been set with the current continuity Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah. Yondu is one of the original Guardians of the Galaxy from the 1960s, and he, at least in the comics, is far in the future.
The 30th century, I believe.
Right. You're a
huge
big Yondu fan.
Yondu's great.
You run Yondu-fans.org.
Yeah, and that's an expensive website to maintain.
Sure. Could you talk about Yondu a little bit?
Great. Well, the only things to really know about him are he's an archer.
Uh-huh.
He's blue.
Great.
And you've already said these.
He's played by Michael Rooker.
Right, you've already said
these. Has been since the 60s.
Great.
You're recapping.
My point earlier was he's like just serious. He's just a very serious blue archer from the future. Well, and it confuses, like, why put him in there? What is it with archery in modern movies? Like, do we love archery?
We do.
Are we archery fans?
Yeah. Yep. Do you guys like archery?
If you look at all the Robin Hood movies, yeah. I guess lots of people love
all archery. The Robin Hood
archery
movies.
Archery doing well. Yeah. Wow, there's a slow applause break coming from the audience based
slow
on archery.
Slow build.
Yeah.
Huge.
There's actually an archery competition here at Fontana's right after our show.
Oh,
man.
I'm going to dominate.
They're using targets? Or?
Yeah, were there,
nope,
that's how
we're
we know the show's over.
Here.
Yeah,
I brought up a couple of apples.
We're all going to put apples on our heads. Nice.
Yeah, there we go. Next thing, we talked about this a little
bit. Anyway, though, real quick, though, I am excited about that. Michael Rooker is a good and an interesting actor, and Yondu, I think, is a... It's a weird choice.
Sure. I think they're going to cut out. They're not going to do any time travel or any of the future stuff or anything like that. He's just a character.
It's going to be weird seeing him with two hands.
Okay, great.
You could see him with two hands literally at any date.
No, I can't.
Yeah. Yes, you can.
Nope.
You should see some of his other work, his two-handed work.
I will not do it.
Cool.
Really? Next thing we're going to talk about, we talked about this a little bit before, but Jamie Foxx showed up in Blueface for Electro in Amazing Spider-Man 2. What?
You did not just say Blueface?
Very racially.
Holy shit.
Crayola charged.
What? Yeah, because he has a blue face. Nice. That's what I said. What?
That's not really a thing. I don't think. We could say, though, Amazing Spider-Man 2 is being shot for 10 days up in Rochester, New York, Pete's hometown.
What?
Pete.
I got to go.
What's your role going to be in the movie?
I'm going to be eating a garbage plate in the background.
Oh, okay, great. What's a garbage plate?
Are we really?
Yeah.
Okay, well,
now,
what I
local...
get... Yeah, this is a local delicacy. What I like to get
delicacy
is...
Delicacy called garbage plate.
Yep.
Real quick. Okay.
So what I like to get is... It's a... Big giant paper plate, and the half of it
gotta be a paper plate.
It's gotta be.
Do you have to eat it in a garbage can or
on the plate?
Okay. I just this is skipping ahead a little bit. Are you gonna eat the paper plate?
No, I'll wait for it. So half French fries, and then I get half macaroni salad. On top of that, two cheeseburgers. On top of that, a hot sauce with meat in it. Ketchup, mustard, two slices of French bread to mop up.
Hot sauce with meat in it?
Yeah.
That's got to be bad story.
No, it's the greatest kind of hot sauce. So, to prove that you are a man, you have to then pick up your plate, nothing falling on the table, and see through it. That's when you've completed your manhood.
And then you die. And then you die.
Yep.
Do you think that's going to happen in Amazing Spider-Man 2? Like, he's at his lowest ebb. Elektra's almost beaten him. He goes up to Rochester and eats a garbage plate.
No. It would be the greatest movie of all time.
And Elektra says, "You've beaten me, Spider-Man.
Yep.
I can see through your plate.
Yep.
Now eat it."
Cool.
Great. Well, that's
a great
way to represent. Way to represent your
home. Born and raised.
Last thing to talk about, Eisner Awards were announced earlier today.
Yeah.
And once again, we weren't nominated for an Eisner Award. So
shocker.
I'm pretty pissed off about that. How do you guys
feel? What do you mean we? All of us?
Yeah. Were you nominated?
Yeah, for several awards.
Yep. What did you get nominated for?
Oh, well, Best Dancer. It's in a very underreported category at the Eisner Awards. And other, cause there's a lot of secret Eisner Awards they don't talk about.
Do you have real Eisner news?
Huh? No. That's it for the week again. Guys, we're going to move on to the next section, which is trivia. For that, we're going to turn it over to Pete LePage.
All right.
Pete LePage.
Excuse me, the Eisner-nominated Pete LePage.
Oh, yeah, right. All right, guys, this is where we give back to you, the lovely audience. Thank you so much for showing up. We really appreciate it. It's an opportunity to win $25 free in the form of a gift card to Midtown Comics, because that's what you spend the money on anyway. Who would like $25 free? Simply raise your hand. A simple raising of the hand. Yes, you, guy, come on up. Guy all the way in the back.
All right.
Very brave of you.
Guy.
Come on up onto the
Here
stage.
You go.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. What is your name, sir?
Hi, Thomas.
Thomas, audience. Audience, Thomas. All right, so Thomas, how this is going to work is I'm going to read you a question. You listen to all three possible answers. Go three for three, and you win $25. Okay, so today's trivia is on This Week in Comics. All this stuff that I'm sure you know about because you read all the comics that came out this week.
Obviously.
All right, thank you, Boothman. All right, question number one. In Uncanny X-Men number 4, who is having a hard time holding it together? Is it A, Magic? I would pick that one. Or is it B, Cyclops? Or is it C, Judas Priest? So it's either A, Magic, or B, Cyclops.
Well, could be kind of both, but I am going to go for Magic.
Magic is correct, yes. Okay,
don't
here we go.
Don't challenge Pete. He gets angry.
What's that?
Don't challenge Pete in the middle of trivia.
In Batman number 19.
Is this mic working?
It is. Yeah, you just got to hold it close to your mouth. There we go. Who is back in action in Gotham? Spoilers. Is it A, the Penguin, B, Clayface, pick B, or is it C, Spinal Tap?
I actually read that one, so I'm going to go for Clayface.
Clayface nice. Is correct. Last one. Here we go. In Walking Dead number 109, what does Maggie do that hasn't been done at the Hilltop in a long time? Is it A, have a tombstone and visit the grave? B, have a party? Or is it C, bite the head off a bat? So it's either A or it's B.
How about A?
A is correct! Nice. Thomas, you. Congratulations. You, sir.
Unbelievable.
Win $25. There's a receipt to prove that it's legitimate.
Nice.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, we've only been doing it for 6 years. We've got to prove our legitimacy finally.
We do, to some people.
I got to tell you, I would have liked that issue of Walking Dead better if Maggie bit that off a bat.
Yeah, great hard rock and roll.
Yeah, you like that little metal?
Do you think we'll ever see an issue of The Walking Dead where we find out what's going on with Ozzy Osbourne?
Yeah. We got to hear it all. Flesh out the world. What's the Oz man up to?
So what are you guys looking forward to next week?
I don't know. I'm looking forward to Celebrity Walking Dead.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be great.
Guys, well, you guys have been watching Revolution, right?
Revolution?
The TV show? In that show, they talk about the governor of California in the future is, they call him Governor Affleck. So they've created a continuity that Ben Affleck or Casey Affleck is the governor
of vote for Casey.
The post-apocalyptic.
No. It's somebody else. Huh? It actually is somebody. I read an interview about that where they said they named it. They're like, really? Can we name this? Everybody's going to think it's Ben Affleck, but it's somebody else. It's a woman.
It's another Affleck?
Yes, another Affleck.
In California?
It's probably the duck.
Yeah.
Affleck.
Hey, Justin. Guys, no, really quick. What happened to Arrow Corner?
Pete's Arrow Corner?
Yeah.
We had to get rid of it as a part of the show. It was giving Pete too much time. He does trivia.
They took it away from me.
They're still looking at some stuff over here. We can do it real quick.
Yeah. Oh, you want to do Pete's Arrow Corner?
Well, we didn't have a new one this last week. It comes out the
20th. Well,
okay. Well, actually, we got to go on and talk about what's coming out this week. Guys,
all right.
As we all know, tomorrow is New Comic Book Day. We recommend you go to Midtown Comics. Because they're nice enough to sponsor the show. Pete, what are you looking forward to?
Daredevil, End of Days, number 7. I'm really looking forward to how this wraps up.
It's the last issue?
Second to last. Penultimate,
oh, nice.
If you will.
Okay.
Good word.
Great. We'll define it at the end of the show, as usual. I'm looking forward to Five Ghosts, number 2.
Oh.
We had the writer of this, Frank, on the show last week. And
it's a
great comic, yeah. Pick it up. It's about a guy, a treasure hunter, who is haunted by 5 different ghosts that give him different powers, depending on who's haunting him.
There you go. I'm looking forward to Mara. I don't know which one it is. Number
Mara.
4 by Brian Wood. Art by Ming Doyle.
Yeah.
This comic has been fantastic and getting better every issue. I hesitate to describe it because it makes it sound silly, but it's about a volleyball league in the future, and one of them has superpowers.
Well, no, that's a cool thing. Volleyball's cool.
It's really cool. Yeah. You guys like volleyball, but it's very well written. Really. all right, Archery League, calm down.
You'll get your time.
Tom, what are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to Hoax Hunters number 3. I have never seen that before, but it sounds so like a TV show. I have to check that out. That's for sure.
Awesome.
Cool. And plug your stuff. What should people check out? What should people check out that you've done?
Plug your stuff.
Yeah.
My stuff, check out my website. Every week, a new strip and new stuff coming on next year, a German graphic novel.
Nice. Ooh, there we go. Cool. Gideon, what about you? What are you looking forward to?
Looks like there's a hardcover Art of Steve Ditko book. Woo! That sounds
nice.
Really good. Yeah. And that
sounds expensive, right?
One of the few things on that list that is something that I would probably recognize from when I was reading comics, but that looks really good.
Cool. And plug your stuff.
Please go to Activate and look at all the stuff that's there, but take a look at What's It and let me know what you think.
All right. Awesome. There we go.
Thank you.
And before we go, next week on the show, Jordan D. White is going to be here as a musical guest.
Yeah.
Going to play a couple of songs for you, so that should be pretty exciting.
Very exciting.
We also want to thank our fabulous interns, Iman Bell, Brandon Dannenhofer, Tamar Dar, Craig Fletcher, David McKay, Patty Tenicella, and Riley Trahan. Pete.
Friend us on Facebook so you get to hear about all the amazing guests we have on the show. Also, check out the Big City Dare to Draw.
Follow us on Twitter at Comic Book Live. I'll see you this weekend on the dance floor.
check us out at comicbookclublive.com, nerdist.com for the podcast and more. Also, check out definitions.com for my definitions. Every day I update it, usually every week.
That's you?
That's me, definitions.com.
Is that like
really cool. A couple of people we want to thank before we go. We want to thank Tom and Gideon for being on the show.
Yeah!
Want to thank Bootman.
Bootman!
But most of all, we want to thank you guys. We're here every Tuesday at F5TAT. Is totally free. Please tell your friends. Good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thanks, everybody.
They don't like that special guest speak. So grab your